After hours of debate in the U.S. Senate, a possible dream come true for Republican lawmakers.
And of course, they made that promise. I mean, they promised that if you put them in charge of the Senate, they would use their majority to roll back Obamacare.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy commenting on the likelihood that a vote today will for the first time put a repeal of Obamacare on the president's desk. The 51 majority vote is all that's needed to bring a whole range of legislative issues like funding for Planned Parenthood and even gun control once again with the mass shooting in San Bernardino. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, will a simple presidential veto sweep this whole episode away?
Yeah, in terms of the actual repeal of Obamacare, that's not going to happen today because the president is going to veto this. And people have known this for the years that Republicans have been planning to use this special procedure today to put a repeal of Obamacare on his desk. However, that doesn't mean, John, that there's not political risk and opportunity all over this thing. And that's really why they're doing it. You heard Chris Murphy there saying something that a lot of Republicans would agree with. They came into office after the last election, after winning the Senate, promising to use this procedure to do what they wanted to do ever since 2009, repeal Obamacare. This is the first time after all those 40 or 45 or 50 repeal votes we've always talked about. This is the first time they're going to send a repeal to the president's desk and make him veto it. Now, that's the opportunity for Republicans, but how about the risk? Included, John, in repealing Obamacare under this procedure means that the Medicaid expansion that's embedded in there that gave health insurance to millions of poor Americans in states that expanded Medicaid, that goes away too. And Democrats think they have a massive political opportunity here. There are lots of vulnerable Republicans running for re-election in 2016 who are in blue states, many of which expanded Medicaid. You're talking Mark Kirk in Illinois, Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, and also Rob Portman, Republican running for re-election in Ohio. And I asked Portman about it.
You know, I think it's a great opportunity for me to let the people of Ohio know how I feel about the Affordable Care Act. It's unpopular in Ohio. The latest polling I've seen shows it's unpopular. But more importantly than that, I know from talking to people that it's unpopular.
Now, he thinks that the unpopularity of Obamacare is different from the popularity and the services being delivered by Medicaid.
That's exactly right. And Democrats will have amendments of their own to strike that Medicaid language. What does that mean out in the real world? It means that ad. It means that cudgel in the election. Rob Portman voted to take away insurance from 400,000 poor Ohioans or whatever the number is. And that ad gets run in Pennsylvania and in New Hampshire and in Illinois, where those vulnerable Republicans like Rob Portman are trying to get elected in blue states.
What about gun control and what about the Planned Parenthood funding provision?
Well, the Planned Parenthood issue is interesting because in addition to Obamacare repeal, the Republicans have embedded in here a defund of Planned Parenthood. They don't want to have a government shutdown over it, so they've put it in this bill, and Democrats are going to come back with amendments of their own to try and protect that issue. You know how politically important this is for Democrats to protect Planned Parenthood. Listen to Barbara Boxer.
I don't demonize one side, but the other side does. Over and over again, I do not believe it is their right to take away funding from an organization that serves 3 million Americans a year and saves lives.
Anything on gun control today in this vote and debate?
Democrats were already planning some gun control amendments, and now after San Bernardino, they haven't decided exactly what they're going to do, but they've promised they're going to make it politically difficult for Republicans with some tough gun control votes on the floor. They're going to use a surprise tactic on those, John.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much, Todd.
Sure thing.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.